special use permit for nightly rental.
So, yeah, there's currently one in there, right? If I remember right.
This home currently has an active permit. Okay. And there was two that I actually denied in that area, at this location and then here. And with that, I would turn it over to the representative here.
Gentlemen, I sent a letter in. I don't know if you guys got a chance to look at it or read it. Have you all read it? I'll just go real quick as opposed to rehashing all the things that were obviously said at the previous meeting. But in regards to tonight and the reasoning for denial, that's what I'll address these two. So this letter is intended to serve as a documented appeal to the Planning Commission's decision to deny the conditional use permit. Listed below are the denial reasons. So the first reason is the, quote, ability to consider the CCR documents, so covenant restrictions, which were not presented to the Planning Commission on the December 13th, 2021 meeting for their review, and the fact that the HOA is enforcing the CCRs. So again, I repeat that the CCRs were not presented nor on record for the meeting in December. There was no ability to consider the CCRs on the evening of December 13th because they were not submitted, and the enforcement of the CCRs is subjective at best, based off of the fact that you see that I currently own a conditional use permit or have approved a conditional use permit on this particular property, and so all that is changing from me to the next owner is just the name of the owner on the paper. That's it. So the conditional use permit will stay the same. The second reason, the new owner of the single-family home, if approved, would injure the ability for the immediate neighboring property owners to enjoy their property with future noise issues from nightly rental occupants due to past noise issues with the current owner's nightly rental occupants. I have issue with that because of the reasons listed here. It is impossible to predict and ill-advised to assume that a future property owner would injure neighboring homeowners before they own the home with no causation and no grounds for blame. The second is regarding the past noise issues quoted. There are no documented noise complaints, either written or verbal, to myself as the current owner, to Adam Martin, owner of Nightly Vacations, who manages properties in that same subdivision, with the Fieldstone HOA, with law enforcement, or with Taney County Planning and Zoning. So, ill-advised, I believe strongly in that you could, someone could come up with a reasoning to deny that when there's no documented issues or complaints on the property that is trying to get re-permitted. Those were the two that were listed in the document from the December meeting. Those are the two rebuttals that I have. Happy to answer any questions that you gentlemen have.
Just out of curiosity, how long have you owned that property?
I've owned it since October of 2020. So just...
It's been nightly rental the whole time?
It has. Nightly rental prior to that, nightly rental prior to that.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Do you know how long it's been a nightly rental?
I know the previous owner prior to me has had it since... had, I think, 4 years, 3 to 4 years prior to that. I do not know prior to that gentleman.
Okay. You guys have any questions?
I don't think I have any questions
okay.
This time.
I'll sit and wait. Thank you.
All right, is there anybody else who would like to speak on behalf of this appeal? Okay.
Hi, my name is Andrew Brosi. I live at 115 North Tuscany Drive in Branson Creek. I'm familiar with where this home is. Lived there for almost a year now. I have two nightly rentals, one across the street from me and one a door and a half down from me. I've never had any issue with a nightly rental. I couldn't even tell you when people come in and go out as nightly rentals. So I just wanted to make that point to the board and go from there.
Just to clarify, show me where you live.
I live in a villa.
Okay.
Up against the wood. One.
What's the number?
115.
Okay. Right here.
Where are we at? 115 Tuscan. Yeah, right here.
All right, and then your rentals are where?
There's a rental here, and there's a rental 115. Rental here. This is where I live. There's a rental here.
Okay.
You the owner of those other two, or those are just...
I misunderstood.
Just,
okay.
All I'm saying is that I've never had an issue with nightly rentals, and I wanted to make that
make that point to the board.
So you don't own them, and you've not had a problem with them?
Never had a problem with them.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
I missed that. I misunderstood that. Okay. Anybody else would like to speak on behalf of this appeal? Okay. And we're going to move on to... Is there anybody who would like to speak opposing this appeal? Okay. We'll do one at a time. Whoever wants to come up first, you can, and we'll do the 5-minute time limit. And just make sure you state your name.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Cinco, and I live at 115 North Tuscany. And I do want to show you where that is on the map because it's relevant to what I have to say. I live right here. I'm speaking for both myself and my neighbor. My situation is a little unique. But first of all, I will tell you I am against all nightly rentals for all the reasons that you've heard before and that you'll hear again tonight. But my situation is unique. I live actually two streets away. And I've taken some amateur pictures so that you can see what I'm referring to. I have to hurry because I only have 5 minutes.
Awesome. Take your time.
Yeah.
I'll stop it.
Yeah, we'll work with you.
You're passing out.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. As you can see by these pictures, I took these with my iPad. From my front porch, where my front windows are right there. The first picture is the actual shot. And you can see by the second picture, I blew it up so that you could see that's the deck that they sit on. There's a natural tunnel there. It's two streets up with the villas that make a sound tunnel. The sound that carries through there at night is unbelievable, especially when it's dark. And they have lights on and ceiling fans. They're there to party. And they don't see us. They don't realize how loud they are. It's like when you're on water at night. The voices carry. This house is constantly rented, and we refer to it as the party house. The current owner has stated that he has taken every action to make this rental compatible with our neighborhood. But the nature of the beast is that no matter what you try to do, it will never be compatible in a quiet residential community. He rents it a lot because he can accommodate a lot of people. And when they attend that, they all gather together in the house. They're there to have fun. And there are no rules or they don't try to control their behavior. And they feel entitled to having a good time because they've paid for that. My biggest concern about this, too, is that he had stated previously he is selling the property and that the owner was from out of state and was buying it for investment reasons only. We do have a problem in our community with people that are buying for investment only. They have no interest in the community itself, and our past experience has shown that these owners are hard to contact, and they're also very hard to deal with. And even when there are local managers, it's not the same as being a full, permanent, full-time resident. So, thank you very much.
Can I ask you?
Sure.
Go ahead. So you said the current owners are hard to get a hold of, so you've actually called to complain?
No, I haven't, because usually when this happens, it's always after midnight, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. That's when it It's the worst, and no.
So what makes you say they're hard to get a hold of then?
Well, I haven't complained to them personally, but I've gone to our HOA board about it.
Okay.
And I know through their experience.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that was my question.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. No, I've never tried personally.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is, I mean, whether it's a nightly rental or not a nightly rental, if it's past a certain time, I think there is some, you know, Tannehill County, you could probably call and complain about that, too, I'm sure. So one of the things that really makes it hard on us sometimes is if there's not evidence of complaints, it's hard to sound off of that a little bit. So,
well, we have called the sheriff before on it, and we've found that unless you say we specifically want this filed, they'll come out and try to quiet them down, but they don't file a report unless you tell them you actually want it done. We found that out from past experience.
And that did not happen?
No.
Now, is the picture that you gave us, the blown-up picture, is this the house in question?
Yes.
That is the house.
That's the back end. That's the deck, and that's where they all seem to gather. And it's a beautiful view. It looks over the mountain and everything. It's a natural gathering place. And that's all year long. They have it lighted, and the sound goes out. You know, they have music and stuff out there. So,
just clarify for me one more time. Sure. I think I just heard right, but I want to make sure. You said that you've heard that the sheriff's department has been called because of the noise. Did you personally call them, or no? Just heard that they have. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you. All right. Go ahead.
Hello.
I'll give you a copy.
All right. My name is Tom Huff. This is probably a good place for me to inject here. I live at 116 Fieldstone Drive, directly below Mr. Martin's home. So I am in between Cheryl's house. She's one street below me. I am right below his home, probably 150 feet away or so from there. So I've got a few pictures that I want maybe you guys can follow along. Unfortunately, I only have four copies. I'm not sure if there are going to be four of you here or five. And then this is 45 letters, 45 individual letters from property owners in our neighborhood that all oppose this. So that can be in the record as well. Okay, so obviously I'm opposed to this nightly rental home. My wife and I moved here just last year in August to retire to a quiet community. We were here for Mr. Martin's first hearing to oppose his request, and I wanted to speak, but I didn't realize I had to sign up in advance, so I wasn't able to say anything. So this past New Year's Eve, a month and a half ago, his home was rented to a group of people, maybe 6, 8, 10, maybe even more, and they were out on the patio all evening, drinking, talking loud. It's very, very loud from his patio to my home. I finally got up and opened my front door at 2:15 in the morning on New Year's morning, and they were still out there on the deck partying, drinking, and this is often the case at Mr. Martin's home. Lots of people in that home. So the second page that I have there is an actual, this one, this is an ad that he runs in the internet to get people to rent his home. And he advertises it at a 6-bedroom, 4-bath home that will hold 16 guests at a time. And 16 people is a lot of people in one home. And they make